Worldwide Broadcast Emergency. You see, Trump is symbolic. When it came out that the prosecutor in Georgia is the daughter of a former Black Panther person, male, then, you know, the war on whitey continues, multi-generational. So Black Panther's not demonized, but KKK is. It's the same thing. So this is obviously a situation where Trump is white and he's symbolic and hard. I don't know what you call them. I guess you call them leftist, but they're just blacks that hate white people who have a certain philosophy. And this is a feather in their cap. Multi-generational. That's the motivation, you see. That's the driving thing. They target him. He doesn't know why either. He doesn't get it. Though he does call her a racist. And he goes around still promoting and being friends with the blacks, but they're not there to help him in this particular regard. They're not confronting it. They're not calling it out. So it shows the true colors. It shows the true colors. So again, though, he burns bridges left and right. So he's horrible in this way. And you can't compare him to others in the past. He has no military service. He has no crew. He has no administration. He's got everybody in trouble. He is a fail. He of course, he likes to say that he's done some stuff better than Ronald Reagan. I mean, and I would go on there and I would say you couldn't hold his jockstrap. And I would say that to Mark Levin, because Mark Levin worked in the Reagan administration. So he knows the profound greatness of Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan. Two-termer, won in landslides both times, electoral and popular vote. He ended the Cold War, which we were all living under. We figured that back then, we were all like, well, we're all going to die anyways. That was our mindset. We weren't worried about the globalists. We were worried about the Russians and a nuclear winter. Okay? So that's why when I listen to InfoWars and his nonsensical bullshit and the people going for that, especially if they're older, did you live in the generation, you know, from really the 1950s to the early 1990s, where we were in fear of nuclear holocaust, duck and cover? I mean, so we stared at the abyss right there. You know, the shit that InfoWars talks about is like minor in comparison. COVID ain't shit in comparison to what we were living under the threat of. So Ronald Reagan ended that. He defeated the Soviet Union, broke up the Soviet Union. He unified Germany. You know, all Trump has is, oh, I had a great economy. So what? Big deal. That's really not that big of a deal. And you're not ever going to be able to, even if you win this election, there's nothing you could do. But that's how he is. So he's a very difficult character. But he is symbolic of what the enemy sees. And so in that regard, I have to like try to help him or be sympathetic to him, even though he's a piece of shit otherwise. Because it's not him, it's what he symbolizes. Okay, there it is. Set it at 5 minutes. But I'm waiting for all of his, you know, all the king's horses and all the king's men. They haven't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm waiting for some other people to come forward with, you know, a solution for him. And they're not there. You know, what's he going to do? Rely upon Dershowitz? Dershowitz can defend. But then you're not going on the offensive. So you're not even thinking those terms. So you're really much like the administration that he had was, the first thing he should have done was attack Hillary Clinton like they're attacking him. Just let it slide. That was by their design. They wanted to keep him occupied on the defensive so he can go on the offensive. You notice they're on the offense. The best defense is a good offense. You got to be able to put points on the board. You can't always stop them from going in your end zone. You have to go into their end zone. He's not doing it. He's never been able to do it. This is why when you're like Ronald Reagan took them on, the Russians, the Soviet Union, on head on and defeated a bigger adversary in terms of land, in terms of position of nuclear weapons. You had all of these ICBMs in Ukraine, closer, right on the doorstep of Poland, right on the, you know, in Europe, very close. So he took on a far more formidable enemy in the Soviet Union, the USSR, than what we have now with Russia, the Federation of Russia, and defeated them and liberated them. So it was a really a complete, you know, sort of thing. Trump should bow down, should have made a monument to Ronald Reagan. Instead, he tried to compare himself and like, and then like, sort of like forget him. And I'm up there with Lincoln. Fuck Lincoln. Lincoln got a lot of people killed. So he's all fucked up. But then it's the nationalism and so on and so forth that we like. So really, I think MAGA should not die with Trump, but it probably will. Because you look at the field, the idea of this Swami, give me a fucking break. That's not even worth talking about. The only person really coming up now is, as I foretold on the site, on True Social, when I was on there, was Krispy Kreme, a.k.a. Chris Christie, the donut boy. He's coming up, at least he's shit-talking at a high level with Trump. But, I mean, you know, I don't think he's, right now he doesn't look like presidential material, okay? There isn't really anybody on the GOP side that does look like presidential material right now. I tell you, for the next cycle, though, it would probably be McCarthy. I think he looks the most presidential into the future. Depends upon how he does, though, if he's going to be another John Boehner or not. But right now, I mean, in a state jail cell in Georgia as president, I mean, I think it's too crazy. I think the adults in the room will not allow that sort of absurdity to happen. But it is like, it is something fantastic to watch. But like I said, on a solution-based thing for Trump, I have the answer. I have it gelled. I put it out there first. But see, I'm waiting for the others to try to fill in that outline, and they haven't done it. That is what I'm talking about. That's the intellectual great divide. Now, Trump should do it because the motivation should be there. Because he's living this. So it should distill in him what he needs to do. And so I'm hopeful that he will. But, you know, I look at all the people he listens to, and there's still a bunch of solutionless hacks. So, you know, all he's got is me at this point.